Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan with my beloved wife, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, honey, and thanks to all for joining us as most of us remain inside during these very cold days.
Yeah, looking forward to spring.
Amen. We've been covering over the last month, not specifically evangelism because we are all called to evangelize, but rather, what's next? Shofar Ministries has been called to instruct others how to have not just a better Christian experience as a result of studying God's Word, but also a desire to help newer believers to share in that total sanctification that brings even more joy than when first saved. So let's open in prayer using some scriptures to bless our Lord.
Yeah, from Psalm 140. Lord, we praise you in all things. Please keep us from the hands of the wicked and preserve us from evil who have purposed to make us stumble by setting traps. For we are your sanctified ones and all forms of wickedness shall not stand against us. We ask for your perfect medicine be given to those needing a cure tonight. We pray divine protection over the many persecuted Christians around the world, the suffering Iranian people, and the brave militias. As well, we pray this study be a blessing to you and those who have an ear to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. So, it was 3 weeks yesterday that President Trump told the Iranian people to keep protesting for help is on the way. Well, they're still waiting. Perhaps that statement came before he realized that the Gulf nations, especially Qatar, said, not so fast, and closed its airspace to America's military planes, as we reported last week.
Some say, you know, that's a head fake to pacify their Muslim population.
Well, hopefully that's true, but President Trump quickly shifted to the nuclear problem, thus making the regime think a deal can be made when we all know their people want regime change.
Perhaps another head fake to buy more time to install proper defenses.
Well, we hope that's the situation because every day thousands more are being killed or imprisoned. And by the way, there have been no leaks from Washington as had been when Biden was in office. And we know there are great risks and very difficult to get at the Ayatollah, who is in an underground bunker surrounded by his IRGC. But perhaps we could at least hit some command centers, headquarters, and specific institutions that facilitate the oppression of the people.
And Trump is increasing our naval ships.
Anyhow, no one really knows what will happen.
Another wait and see.
Yes. As the Iranian foreign minister and our Steve Witkoff are supposed to meet in Turkey on Friday to discuss the matter. One way or another, decisive days lies ahead. And we do know God's got this to fulfill his word.
Meanwhile, Israel is getting their defenses ready for any missile attack from Iran.
They are. And before his meeting on Friday with Iran, U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff met just a few hours ago with Netanyahu and Israel Defense Minister of the IDF, Eyal Zamira. And Israel continues to hit more infrastructures being built by Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. And as well, Israel is waiting for Hamas to disarm while guarding its yellow line border, as they have had to shoot more terrorists as they crossed over, and in some cases have surfaced up out of tunnels in Israel territory.
Any good news? President Trump announced yesterday that India will no longer buy Russian oil.
True. They were buying 2 million barrels a day. However, India has not officially announced that because they were told just to buy it from Venezuela. But, as we have mentioned before, it takes special sophisticated refineries to clean Venezuela's crude, which India only has two refineries at this time to do that. So again, we'll see, but it is good news that progress against buying Russian oil is being made successfully.
We do welcome your opinions and your end-time questions either by email to Sheila at shofarministry.net or call the office, leaving a detailed message to 440-834-9006 or by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio 44021. And to pay our expenses and to help stay us on the air, your love offerings are always appreciated, which includes you in our monthly newsletters. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where you will find our past radio and teaching newsletters archived for your learning pleasure.
Okay, so far this year we have examined what it means to be totally sanctified. First, your spirit, which justifies you for the kingdom. But to avoid becoming a backslider, having one foot in the world, and rather to enjoy real victory while on this earth, it is imperative that you grow your salvation, to expand it through your soul, which is your thoughts and emotions, and then out to the flesh. And Paul says that will take work on our part, for at first it will be more difficult to prioritize your time.
Yeah, especially in these last days.
Yeah, these chaotic cares of this life, which do get in the way, as Luke 21 says.
If you let it.
True. But I can assure you from experience, it gets easier as you grow, and in fact, you will eventually experience a hunger to know him even more.
More word equals more Jesus.
Then for the last 2 weeks, we looked at the armor of God and saw that not only was it in proper order, first the truth being heard and accepted, we also saw that the helmet of protection is the last piece of armor that protects you from the arrows of the wicked one by using the sword, which of course is the word.
True believers should not be walking in the flesh.
Exactly, for that's what the unrighteous do. In fact, I was also reminded last week about some scriptures in 2 Peter 2, especially verse 10. But let's read that in context, for it also gives credence for the rapture. So let's begin in verse 4 of 2 Peter 2.
For if God did not spare the angels who sinned, but cast them down to hell.
Actually, that's Tartarus, which is lower than hell.
And delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved for judgment.
Not their judgment, for they have already been judged, but rather for the day of judgment, meaning the tribulation when they will be let loose upon the earth. Yuck. Verse 5.
And did not spare the ancient world, but saved Noah, one of eight people, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood on the world of the ungodly.
And also let me add here that according to Jasher's writings, that by the way, both Joshua and Samuel suggest we read, he says in chapter 4 and 5 that before the flood came, God took all the righteous ones, meaning all the godly ones died before the rains came, and then protected Noah and his family in the ark. We'll see Peter talk about rescuing Lot as well in the next verse 6 of 2 Peter 2.
And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly.
And most of us do use that destruction as an example for today, as well as the flood.
Yes, we do.
Okay, continue verse 7.
And delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelling among them tormented his righteous soul from day to day by seeing and hearing their lawless deeds. The Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment.
There it is again. God reserves the ungodly for the tribulation, but will deliver the godly. By the way, that Greek word used for deliver is the same as in verse 7 used with Lot. And in fact, it's number 4506, ruo'amai, from the lexicon, means a rushed rescue. In other words, it is clear that he will rush us out of here before the tribulation, as he did before any major judgment. And now we read how Peter describes those left behind in verse 10.
And especially those who walk according to the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise authority. They are presumptuous and self-willed.
So he delivers the godly while reserving the unjust for the judgment, and in our case, the tribulation, because they walk in the flesh. And that was just a little side road showing Jasher's comments, who reveals extra details to the Genesis flood. And then also Peter confirming our studies over the last 4 weeks of how God is displeased with those who habitually choose to remain in the flesh by not growing. And he labels the unsaved as all being in the flesh.
So, true believers better put on all your armor.
Yes, which grows your faith, which crucifies the flesh. And by the way, you cannot get up every morning and pray it on. It comes only by reading and being in the Word. Besides, should it come off at night?
Oh, of course not. It is a 24/7 dressing.
Yeah. And let us add that without all the armor, it's easier to sin.
Because the flesh is weak.
And we begin by rationalizing a certain sin, allowing for strongholds to come in that helps you defend your sin, eventually causing hardness of heart, one layer at a time. Like the layers of an onion, to the outer layer becomes so thick you are unable to hear God speak to you, as it's tougher to penetrate your soul. Instead, you lean on unwise counsel, which lures you back into the world, thereby making bad decisions, resulting in unwanted circumstances. And soon we find ourselves in the world of backsliding, experiencing a loss that joy of that you once had.
And you know, and we both speak from experience, don't we?
We do. And I know beyond any doubt, what brought me back was a commitment to study, not just read the Word of God. Oh, and by the way, I began where all the answers are in any good textbook, in the back. So I examined thoroughly the book of Revelation. You see, I had been drawn into astrology. And when I realized that was regularly wrong and oftentimes silly, I decided to hone in on the prophecies of the good book of real truth. And still today, I study the prophets a lot, adding in our Hebrew roots.
Which really does connect the dots.
Oh, immensely. Mm-hmm. So, after 30 years, we are still sharing God's knowledge.
Amen. And continue to learn all the time.
For sure. Often seeing new gold nuggets, like we already shared a few minutes ago.
Yes.
So now let's share some more scriptures that tells us so many things the Word can do for us.
You might want to jot these down.
Oh, right. So you can read for yourself and underline them, for they are very uplifting. Okay, we already saw it's our sword to cut.
Hebrews 4 and Ephesians 6.
It's a hammer to convict and a fire to refine.
Jeremiah 23.
The Word is a mirror to reflect.
James 1.
A seed to multiply, causing eternal life, having been born again.
1 Peter 1.
A laver to cleanse.
Ephesians 5.
And a lamp to guide.
Psalm 119.
It's like rain and snow to refresh.
Isaiah 55.
A bow to revenge.
Habakkuk 3.
Gold to enrich.
Psalm 19.
And of course, its power to create faith.
Romans 10.
And its food too, as milk for babes.
1 Peter 2 and Hebrews 5.
It's bread for the hungry.
Matthew 4.
Solid food as in meat for the mature.
Hebrews 5.
And let's not forget dessert made of honey.
Psalm 19.
Notice again the progression, as we saw with the armor and total sanctification. The babes are first to be fed on the milk of the word. And then we have the bread for when you begin to feel that hunger rising up, to then chew on the meat. And then the gold nuggets you find is like honey to your lips. And we often bring up Proverbs 25, verse 2.
It is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but the glory of kings is to search out a matter.
According to Revelation chapter 1, we are now kings and priests, and God desires for you to become what he's called you to be. So he conceals golden truths in his word, so we will have to search for them, which will either proceed us to be totally sanctified or keep us there.
The process of searching produces more hunger to keep searching even deeper.
Yes. And regardless if you find a specific answer or not, that quality time spent in his word, diligently searching, turns out to be more advantageous because of the time spent searching it out. And you're really learning, not just reading to finish that chapter. You all know what I'm talking about. But again, this is the point. Are you teaching this to another new believer, or a backslider who sometimes don't even know they're backsliding?
Or they hesitate to admit it.
Good point. And tithing your time seems to work well for most believers.
And of course, show new believers how to study.
Yes, by using two or three references besides, of course, your Bible. And you can do that either in book form, which we still prefer, or you can use a computer. But you'll need a concordance and an interlinear Greek and Hebrew translation, which has the English right underneath each word, along with the reference number to look up the proper meaning in the concordance or a lexicon. And Bible dictionaries are a good tool as well for additional learning. And really, that's it. Do you remember Paul's scolding? In Hebrews 5, verse 12.
For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food.
We all need to be teaching. And by the way, this word means to instruct. It's not the gift of teaching. That's separate. But all of us need to share with newer believers how to grow stronger. That's what we should be talking about when we get together. When I was teaching a new believers class at Assembly of God Church, they gave me a booklet I could refer to, and we'd like to read some of it from the chapter titled, How to Interpret Your Bible.
The number one most important is to accept the literal meaning of words and statements in context.
Always the literal comes first. Lest, of course, it's obvious that it means something else. For example, as in the arm of the Lord doesn't mean God has a physical arm like us, but rather to call attention to God's power in terms we can comprehend.
And number two, interpret what you read in the light of the times in which it was written.
A knowledge of the culture and history of the people is necessary for proper understanding, taking into account the time of writing, the reason it was written, and the circumstances of the writer. And then you can look for the future picture it might represent, which we call typology, which comes more when you're eating the meat. And we're going to look at that next week. But anyhow, that was a trigger for myself to learn even just the basics of who Jesus was as a Jewish man, how he lived, his customs, and idiomatic phrases of the day, so on and so on. When I did that, his word became more enjoyable, for I was understanding why they did some of the things that they did.
And number three is Scripture interprets Scripture.
Use those reference columns in your Bible and compare Scripture. This provides guidance to keep interpreters from doctrinal error. As well, just like the armor, there is a progression of revelation. God did not reveal everything to man in the beginning, even though it's all in the Bible. It's the Holy Spirit who reveals truth at his discretion. And let me say this, he has saved the best for the last generation. Why? Because he wants us to know and recognize the signs. Remember, he rebuked the Pharisees for not knowing about the time of his arrival in Luke 19. There are some Christians who say, oh, it doesn't matter. He comes when he comes. They just do not want to study the prophet books, saying it's above their head. Well, I say hogwash. The Holy Spirit is the real teacher to you. And I want to read a quote from J.I. Packer, who is a well-known scholar. He says, as the author of Scripture, the Holy Spirit can illumine the student's understanding as he searches God's Word. Relying on the Holy Spirit, however, is not to be regarded as a substitute for the sometimes arduous work of delving into true meaning. The Holy Spirit is not given to make Bible study needless, but to make it effective. You do the work, and the Holy Spirit will meet you. And that's a close quote. Now remember, Paul said to work out your own salvation. And I say that a lot because it means to grow to total sanctification. And only you can make that happen. And now it's that time. Are you listening tonight? Have you made Yeshua really Lord over your life? Will you be able to escape the coming horrendous judgment on the earth? Luke 21 says you can with a simple prayer. If you're not saved yet, admit you are a sinner. Repent and invite him into your spirit. Then grow and let him have dominance over you instead of the God of this world. You know, if Jesus isn't master over your life, then Satan is, because there is no in-between. There's either good or there's evil. And now I'm also talking to some of you out there. Are you a lukewarm, outer court Christian? Get your act together now. Spend some valuable time, not just spare time, in the study of God's Word. We all need it for discernment. The Aaronic blessing, the Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So, till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Jerusalem. Pray for our president, and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, you're going to prosper in many ways you don't even know. And of course, that's Psalm 122, verse 6, that you should memorize. So, therefore, Shalom, till next time.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.